We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sense that he kind of likes what, well, not likes, but he thinks what's he thinks what Roberts is doing kind of is a nice little move, or could be a nice little move to try to get Kapler to do something earlier than he wants to do it, probably.
And am I wrong to think at the end of the day, Steiny, the score or how this game, Captain Obvious, how it plays out will dictate if this was successful or not? Or is there no tangible way to determine that?
I mean, if Knebel goes out and gives up three runs in the first, obviously that's a problem.
But zero in the first two, if he got two innings and they lose 5-0, but it wasn't on his hand. You couldn't go to that move and say that's why you lost.
If he pitches two scoreless innings and they bring in Arias and he gives up three runs, then people are going to say, see, Arias not used to coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Even though he finished up last year's World Series with three innings of relief last season.
I'm a Kapler dude, man. The dude, I just, honestly, man, he ain't no phony.
I think that's what they thought he was in Philly.
He's a competitor.
That's interesting.
You know,
and you're right. Look at him now. What did Philly do when he left? Nothing. Right.
I mean, I could see how you would think that about Kapler.
Okay.
You know what's funny is, like, and I've said this, he just works better on the West Coast than the East Coast. He just
does.
Break
that down to something that don't know what you mean, Steiny.
It's just, you know, he does explain himself, and he over-explains himself, and he tries to include, you know, the writers and the media and the fans into what he's doing and why he's doing it. I saw the other day that Andy Baggerly, who covers the Giants for the Athletic, clearly texted him out of the blue and asked him about Johnny Cueto, because Cueto had said he hadn't talked to Kapler about the move of leaving him off the roster. And apparently Kapler texted him back and said, no, I didn't see him the first time when I told him, but I had seen him since I said I didn't see him. I have seen him now, and we have talked about it, and that kind of stuff. And I think back east
been pissed off.
The other thing is they weren't winning. They weren't winning back east. They were 500 team,
but they didn't stink.
He was a ridiculous players manager there.
Okay.
That's another thing they said. He just didn't hold players accountable.
Media hated that, huh?
Yeah. And I could see how if Kapler's managing a team that's not winning consistently, you might get sick of him. Because he's going to explain things or try to explain things the same way as he would after a win as after a loss. But after a loss, words ring a little more hollow. And so, yeah, he's crafting his 90-second answer after the Phillies lose 6-2. I think people roll their eyes at that stuff.
Tell me if I'm off the mark here, and I'll cross-reference Kyle Shanahan. Even when this season first started and we didn't know the Giants were real, and it was 30 games, and UI and Dibs had fun, 60-90, what have you, I think Kyle can take a page out of Kapler's book on the explanations. You say what to that?
I say you got to be who you are. I think that's who Kapler is. But
you win some and you lose some with who you are too, Steiny. And you may not be trying to win any, but I get phony vibes from Kyle when you don't answer a question from an adult that obvious that everybody's talking about a subject matter and you're sitting here saying you don't see what the fuss is for. That's what makes me appreciate Kapler. Even on his bad day, he's going to go up there and give you an elaborate on his answer, Steiny, whether it's good or bad.
I mean, what I think about Kyle Shanahan is he grew up the son of Mike Shanahan, an NFL coach. So he was born into that life of being an NFL. He was in the NFL family.
Right.
That means he grew up around the NFL. He learned through the NFL. Like, he's an expert on the NFL. And he took all his cues from his dad on how to handle the media. And he still has an old school, I'll tell the media anything they don't need to know. And don't over-explain yourself. And don't. Don't tell them, don't ever say that you're having a quarterback controversy or, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess it's cool when you're winning.
He knows how to play the game.
But when you're not, like, they're, a little turbulence right now, but I know it's about the Giants. But again, I just appreciate Kapler. And if he can get this done tonight, Steiny, man.
Dodgers have their lineup out.
Give it to me.
Mookie Betts leads off right field. Corey Seager. He'll hit second playing shortstop. Trey Turner, he'll be at second base hitting third. Will Smith, he's catching in the cleanup spot. Justin Turner, the third baseman, hits fifth. Gavin Lux will be in center field. He hits sixth. Cody Bellinger, first base. Chris Taylor will be in left field. And then batting ninth, the starting pitcher, Corey Knebel, who...
You got a future in this.
We'll see. We'll see if he bats.
I like how you read the lineup, Steiny.
Oh, I got a lot of experience. Yeah, I used to play Strat-O-Matic baseball and announce all the time.
You had a little rhythm
all the time,
dude. That lineup is wicked.
So it's the Giants lineup.
We don't know what it is. Who's out? What would your lineup be, Steiny? Like, I'd have Wade Jr. leading off, like. Dibs was late night Lamont. Nah, it's got to be early time Eddie. That was a bad pull. Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
I don't know. They're saying now you're all over Gabe.
He deserves it. He would get my manager of the year. How about it's waiting
for him?
And Farhan's going to get exec of the year.
You would think.
Comes with the territory. I just thought this guy was done, man.
I was thinking, got a minute or two, may as well throw this in there. Nobody had the Giants doing anything this year, right?
Hello? Not a soul.
You see some of these predictions for the Warriors?
What we got?
538 website.
Give it to me.
Projects the Warriors to win 39 games. That's two now. John Hollinger of The Athletic had him win 39.
Well,
now 538 has him finishing in 11th place in the West, 39 wins.
They're not in the Bay. They don't know the – I was telling Dickinson.
That's right. They're not in the Bay, so that may mean they're more objective. Mm-hmm.
No, it's like, how can you judge the domino of Clay, Wiseman,
DeGrove? Well, I think that's the point. Well, that's the point. They're Jordan not going to be Poole, there at the beginning of the year.
Jordan Poole's right there. Like, the Warriors have an identity. I know you're going to call me crazy. I'm watching them play. They know what they want to do. And we're going to let them fly. We're going to play small. But there is no – like the Lakers. And I picked them to win it all. If the Warriors don't, Steiny.
You can change that. I'll let you change that.
No, we'll wait for our preview.
I'll let you change
our NBA preview coming next week.
When is that?
Next week. I've been talking to Espadone.
About what?
Having the music to old Peter Vesey, who follows me on Twitter. That's a big deal for me. That's my guy.
He follows like 42,000 people, Peter Vesey.
What do you mean?
He follows everybody who follows him regardless.
I don't believe. I'm a check. Dude, I got that tweet years ago. Your boy was walking around San Fran like, I've arrived. Peter Vesey. Anyway, you know that. Dun, 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 when NBA used to come on. There we go. That's what. Oh, it's 90. And then we give our predictions. Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be a big – they're going to surprise some teams.
I forget. Steiny, forget you have to go till 3 p.m. now. No, of course I don't forget that. Why would I forget that? Did I say I'm leaving in 5 minutes?
No, you asked how much. We got a couple
minutes. No, you said it like a couple minutes ago. It's like, we got a couple minutes here.
Usually you do. Oh, okay. How much time?
I meant a couple minutes.
We got 3:15 till our mini heart out.
Thanks, 628. I appreciate that. No, I meant we have a couple more minutes in the segment. Yeah, no, we go till 3. Guru and Steiny.
I'm checking Vessi's Twitter now. Oh, that hurts.
I think one of the reasons the Warriors are projected that low by some is because they are looking at this team without Klay Thompson for 2 months. They are looking at this team with James Wiseman probably not being integrated for a month. They are looking at this team saying they drafted two rookies who they want to play. You went
39 and 33 though. You weren't 33 and 39 without any of the rookies, right, or Klay, but and technically Wiseman.
They got the Timberwolves winning more games than the Warriors.
See, yeah, that's not a joke. Minnesota's going to be a player. I'm telling you, they got a big three.
Oh boy,
want me name them?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead, name
Cat.
That's a half.
The new J.R. Ryder.
Who's that?
Come on. My guy.
You forget his name?
No.
Anthony Edwards?
That's my guy.
Okay.
And then the snitch.
That's not a big three. That's like a big 1.7.
Dude, Russell can play the game of basketball. Am I telling you he's LeBron? No.
He can play the offensive game of basketball.
He can remind me of Nick Van Exel, man.
Competed harder than him.
By the way, Peter Vessi falls 25,000 people.
So what does that have to do with me? Feeling good about him following me. I probably said something and got back to New York that he didn't follow.
No, he doesn't know who you are at all.
In my mind, he knows who I am.
He follows everybody. All right, 888-957-9570. Heading into the last hour of the show, I think it's time for some predictions.
Here we
go. You know what? I'm writing these down today. I'm going to write everybody's prediction down with their name.
Where are you writing it?
On my notebook, right here.
And I'm going to do a lineup, and if it comes out before we get off, we compare and contrast. I'll be Daryl Kapler.
All right, so you're going to make a lineup right now?
Yeah.
And then see if it...
I just said that, right? Okay. If we get it before we get out.
All right. 888-957-9570. You know me. You know I like to keep track of stuff. What's going to happen tonight? Give me your prediction, Giants-Dodgers, Game 5. I'm going to ask for a score...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.